Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 4th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare and share these messages from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, in the United States of America. So joy to share. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our desire to encourage you today. Today's message is titled, Your Sin Will Find You Out, with the scripture text being Numbers 32, verse 23.
But if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out.
Brooksine and I recently purchased a collapsible dog crate for Roxy. It's a tent-like structure that fits nicely into our van without having to remove the bench sheet when we travel. We also use it for securing Roxy when we leave the house, since she is very domesticated, preferring to be inside. She's extremely well-behaved when we're home, but when we leave for several hours, she gets anxious and searches for a shoe, a hat, or one of Astaire's stuffed animals, and occasionally chews on these items. Since Roxy's arrival 1.5 years ago, she's been Brooksine's shadow, so this makes her very soft-hearted when it comes to restraining or discipline Roxy. She always wants to give her the benefit of the doubt, where I'm more inclined to consistently discipline when needed.
The collapsible crate has a circular zipper that goes around the entire front opening with two pullers that meet together to secure its closing. Well, it didn't take Roxy very long to figure out that if she nuzzled her nose between the two zipper pulls where they joined together, she could unzip the front opening and quickly be on her way to freedom. When we come home and find her, she's consumed with guilt and crawls back to the crate awaiting permission to get out. We've outsmarted Roxy's escape plan by zipping the entry door and bringing the zipper pulls to the top of the door where her nose cannot force it open. At least thus far, she hasn't managed to do so.
Well, last week when we left for church, Brooksine zipped Roxy into her crate, intentionally zipping with the pulls coming together so Roxy could nuzzle her way out. She put away anything that Roxy might be tempted to destroy. Upon our return to the house, we expected Roxy to meet us at the door, since Brooksine had made her confession to me that she had left it partially open. Surprisingly, she was not at the door, but we heard the usual sound of her excited tail flopping back and forth against the sides of the crate, and we went down and the crate itself was rocking back and forth as well. Now, there she was, still in the crate, looking at us with a rather cute dog smile that said in dog language, "Aren't you proud of me? I stayed in the crate."
Well, there was only one problem. The entry door was completely unzipped, and as we looked about the room, we saw that the middle sofa pillow was indented and covered with hair. In fact, it was the same color and texture of Roxy's hair. Roxy thought she was getting away with it, but we have a bit more sense than she realizes. She'd been found out and was guilty.
Well, I consider a parallel of how it is in our dealings with the Lord. We may very well think we are getting away with something, but we can be sure our sin will find us out. Since the consequences of sin are not always immediate, we may be under the illusion that all is well.
Moses reminded the people of the consequences of failing to keep their word in our daily verse. Tracking through the history of the conquest, we see they did indeed keep their word and are commended by Joshua for their faithfulness in Joshua 22.
Today, let us live with the solemn realization that our sin will not go undetected by an all-seeing, all-knowing, holy God. But we also live with the solemn blessing of His forgiveness when we go to Him with a humble and contrite heart.
Let's pray together. Father, You reward the faithful, and You repay the unfaithful. Obedience brings about blessing, and disobedience brings about dishonor. I want to honor You with my life, for there is nothing hidden from Your eyes. Help me to set the standards of truth and honesty by Your holy word, not the standards of this world, that are customizing truth to suit their ever-changing whims. When I'm confronted with my sin, help me to have the fortitude and courage to deal with it. May I not cover it up, change its true meaning, procrastinate, or deceive myself. Thank you for granting complete forgiveness. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for preparing that prayer and sharing it with us. Actually, the story itself was written by Brooksine. She immediately saw an illustration in the story when we came home the other night. And I'm thankful that I have to give her more credit than myself in today's story, that I did most of the Bible exposition work. And as she was reading, another verse came to mind that I will be looking up and using, and that is, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. And that may not be the exact words, but I'll be looking that up. And since we do some further editing on the written version, I'll be able to add that. The background song today is the song that we feel goes well with today's message. And it's called Refiner's Fire. And it is a song that describes God's work of refining our lives. In fact, I will look for an audio version with words that we could use as well that I can put a link up to if you care to go to the site today. Not a lot of interesting additional details to the site. We do have a photo of Roxy in her crate I took just this morning. It was staged. She didn't want to go in, but she did. And we took the photo to maybe give a visual sense of what we're talking about. It is like a tent, essentially, tent-like material. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord. And be sure your sin will find you out. So deal with it. Confess it to God and repent and stay on the right track.